Clyburn, Questioning 2020 Election Akin to the Rise of Fascism in 1930s Germany, Italy. By Pam Key on November 6, 2022. House Majority Whip James Clyburn, DSC, said on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday claimed those skeptical of how the 2020 election was conducted were aligning themselves with a movement he likened to the rise of fascism in Europe in the 1930s. Partial transcript as follows. Bream, Congressman, you've repeatedly made comments about Hitler, about Nazism, about Germany in the 1930s in recent years. You've gotten a lot of pushback from that from Jewish organizations and others who say it belittles the suffering of the Holocaust, of the millions who were lost. Your response? Clyburn, I've talked to many Jews. We have many Jews in my congressional district, and they are very supporters of mine. They note that this is a stuff that causes those kinds of deterioration in democracy. This is not anything about whether, how difficult it was. I talk about slavery and how difficult it was. But that, to discuss the facts of what's going on here. Election deniers setting up positions by which little committees led by governors can overturn the results of an election. To call the press the enemy of the people. To co-op evangelicals, and I grew up in a Christian faith. In a parsonage, born and raised in a parsonage. I know a whole lot about religion, and I know there's always an attempt to co-opt religions and that is going on here. Bream, okay, Congressman. Clyburn, and people want to deny it, that's fine. Bream, okay, but. Clyburn, but the facts are very clear. I studied history all of my life. Bream, okay. Clyburn, I taught history and I'm telling you what I see here are parallels to what the history was. Bream, okay. Clyburn, in this world back in the 1930s. Bream, so, Congressman, then. Clyburn, in Germany, in Italy. Bream, okay. Are voters, though, out there listening to this message to infer from what you're saying that if they don't vote for Democrats in this election, that they are somehow supporting something akin to the rise of Hitler? Clyburn, no, if they don't vote against election deniers. If they don't vote against liars, people who will lie. Know full well they're lying, we all know they are lying. This was cleanest election in the history of the country. Donald Trump's own appointee said it was the cleanest in the history of the country. So, if they are lying, they're denying, they're trying to delete. They're trying to nullify our votes, vote against that foolishness. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.